America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello, what is up? Welcome back to the Healthy Be Human Podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I am so excited you are here today for today's episode on confidence. That's right, confidence, identity, all the things, specifically finding your confidence in who God made you to be and confidence in Christ, because God is never changing, and it is so easy to put confidence in the world and in things that change, but we'll get into it. We have a guest on the show today. It is someone I'm actually friends with. Yes, I'm so excited. I have wanted to have Dacey on the show for several months now. Her full name is Dacey Triplett, if you want to go stalk her. But she is such a little ray of light. I love her deeply. And we became friends almost a year ago. Dacey's someone who, like, the second I met her, I wanted to be friends with her. She is so joyful and has just so much confidence, radiating with confidence in the Lord. And she'll get more into that and how she found that confidence and all the things. But that is a little bit of a background on us. I met her at this retreat. We became friends on like day number one. You know, when you have a friend who you like immediately click with and you have deep conversations with out of the gates, that is Dacey. She is someone who really is easy to talk to and is such a loving, just understanding, awesome human. So I am so pumped for you to get to know her on today's episode. But before we do anything, we always have to start off with our little self-check-in. So wherever you are in the world, take a moment to just slow down your day and take a deep inhale through your nose. Fill up your lungs with all that goodness, all that love for your beautiful, amazing body and the life you've been given. And then exhale, sighing out, letting go of anything that's not just not a vibe, anything that's holding you back. Release it with your breath. Okay, ask yourself now, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 is I am thriving. 1 is today's been a little rough. How are we doing? Just get real with yourself. Never judge yourself. Just find that little range. Now ask yourself, why do I feel like this? You can also ask God to show you why you feel like this. He will show you the root cause of it. Maybe it's a lie you've been believing today. Maybe you didn't get enough sleep last night. Maybe you, I don't know, didn't do something that filled your cup. So just getting real with yourself. Never judging yourself though. I will stress that because every day looks different. Now asking yourself, what is something that I can do today to make myself feel a little bit better? Maybe it's listening to the podcast. Maybe it's telling yourself a compliment in the mirror. Maybe it's spending time with the Lord and asking Him to show you where you can work on healing. Maybe it's hanging out with a friend. Just think about it. Doesn't have to be this big, expensive, extravagant vacation to feel better. It can be something so small. All right, now I want you to ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you haven't, grab your water, hydrate your hot bod, and then resume. Okay, now I want you to little change around. Let's talk about confidence for a second. I want you to get real with yourself and ask yourself, how would I describe my confidence to be? And you can do it on a scale of 1 to 10. Just getting real. And now I want you to ask yourself, why does my confidence fall on this number? Maybe it started when that guy didn't like you back. Or maybe it started when you had someone tell you something really mean about the way you looked, or maybe it's a thought just you've been believing your whole life. And now I want you to hold on to it. Just hold on to where you're at with confidence right now. We're going to dive into it, and I promise by the end of the episode, you're going to feel so much better about confidence and just knowing who you deeply are and how God made you with a purpose. For a beautiful purpose. So, with that being said, time to get into the episode. Everyone, meet Daisy. I'm so excited for you to get to know her and hear all these things that she has in store.
So I am Daisy Turpin. I'm from North Carolina, the mountain area. And a fun fact about me is that I have achondroplasia dwarfism, which is not a bad thing at all. Love it so much. And it's given me a lot of opportunities in this world that I probably would have never gotten if I was not a little person. So super thankful for that. And I just love talking about the Lord and telling all that he has done in my life and through my life. So that's a little bit about me.
And for anyone who doesn't know Daisy, so our backstory is we actually met last year at it's a retreat called the Purpose Retreat. And I don't even know what, I think we met on like the first day, but.
Yeah, I think it was like welcoming people.
Yes. Yeah, I think it was when we were like putting things in the rooms for the retreat. It's when we like first met each other. But I mean, from the get-go, like you just exude the Lord's joy. I mean, you are such a just loving person. And I feel like you make every single person you meet feel so welcome and so loved and just seen. So that really stuck out to me about Daisy, but she's super cool.
You're so sweet. The same thing about you, Callie. You are just such a light and you're always just so bright. And that's why I was so drawn to you. And our friendship has just grown so much since then.
Yeah. And so I'm really excited. It's so funny because we were actually just like catching up right before this. And I was like, we should probably record this because it was getting so, our conversation was getting so good. But I feel like we should just honestly dive right back into where we're talking. We were kind of talking a little bit about how just like society in general, there's like a lot of pressures to just like look a certain way. I mean, we were talking about just height, talking about hair color, all these different things. So Daisy, I'd love to just start by like, if what's your experience been just growing up as just like, what are like, how do I phrase this? Like what, like how have you navigated like being different than the quote unquote normal standard height, I guess is the word.
Yeah, no, navigating being a little person has had its ups and downs. It has its good and bad days, but honestly, it's only through the Lord. Like if I did not know the Lord, I don't know if I could do this whole little person thing because it's hard because I mean, society has its quote unquote of what every girl and every guy is supposed to look like. Like you're supposed to be like a girl is supposed to be like 5 foot something, blonde and like skinny and like perfect. And that was not what I looked like. I'm about 3'11" and I'm not the skinniest little girl and I have dirty blonde hair. But navigating life has just been interesting because growing up, I was not confident. I was not confident in who God made me to be at all. I didn't really want to be a little person. I didn't understand why out of all these other girls I knew in life, why God made me the little person. I almost saw it as like a punishment and I didn't even know what the punishment was for. And so growing up, I really struggled with that and I hated the way I looked. I thought that every girl in the room was always prettier than me. No guy would never want the little person. Like when they walked into a room, their eyes were not drawn to me, or if they were, they were drawn to me for the wrong reasons. So like growing up, like I would never say I was mad at God, but like I wasn't happy with God. I was just like, I don't understand God. Sorry, Callie, hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm back. But I would never like want to like accept what God had given me. And I used to think of it as like not a curse, but like pretty much a curse. And it was crazy because the first purpose retreat I went to was in 2022. And I listened to a good friend of mine, Kat, speak on having God confidence over self-confidence. And that just hit me like a rock. I was like, no wonder I've been struggling so much for the past however many years is because I've been seeking my self-confidence through Daisy. And when I have the God of the universe handmade me exactly how I'm supposed to be, and that should give me all the confidence in the world that God wanted me to be a little person for a reason. Like it wasn't a mistake. Like God doesn't make mistakes. And like leaving that retreat changed my whole outlook on my entire life. I was so much more confident in who God made me to be. I knew God had a reason for me being little, and it was just like God can like he after I took like the blinders off of my eyes of like, oh, poor Daisy, like you're a little person, God opened up so many doors, and he's been nonstop ever since. And but really just navigating, like, comparison was hard. I would compare myself to every girl, like I said earlier, like every girl was prettier than me. I never thought I was like as pretty as all other girls. And I think in social media has a lot to do with that. We see girls all the time or guys all the time on Instagram, and we see the relationships we wish we had on Instagram, or we see how we wish we would look on Instagram or any of the other social medias. And so I think really just taking a step back and like realizing that like God made each and every one of us exactly how we're supposed to be. And that's where the comparison like should stop. Like we shouldn't compare two things that are made exactly how they're supposed to be made. So I think that's just really one way I really navigated it, is just remembering that like God had a reason and a purpose for me being exactly how I am supposed to be. And that like I'm fearfully and wonderfully made in Jesus's eyes. Like I'm made in God's image. Like you can't like not be happy with that. So I think that is where a lot of my self-confidence now comes from, is just knowing that like God had a reason, and being confident in that. Because if myself, I mean, there's days that, yes, I still struggle with like comparison and looking like other girls my age, or like not being in the relationship I want to be in right now. But that's just now I turn back to God and I'm like, okay, God, I know I'm confident that you have a plan, and I just got to take a step back.
Yeah, that's so good. Wow. The whole don't find not the whole not finding confidence in yourself, but finding confidence in God is so real. I definitely also went down that path, and I was like, well, like maybe dyeing my hair this color and getting all these fake nails and getting the spray tan and getting the new clothes, like maybe this will make me feel confident. And like, yeah, I felt confident for maybe a couple days, and then all those things started to wear off and that like newness turned old, and I found myself right back where I was before, of just being like, just like unhappy and discontent in who God made me to be. And I feel like it's just been like the past season, like you're saying, like of just being like, God literally made me in his image. Like he didn't mess up on me. He didn't mess up on my hair color. He didn't mess up on my size, my shape, my voice, my skin color. Like he didn't mess up. He literally did not mess up. God doesn't make mistakes. And like, that's so good and so real. I would love to hear, like, on the days that maybe you're feeling kind of like those comparison thoughts come up, how do you typically, like, how do you take those thoughts captive and just not let those seeds be planted in your identity?
I think those hard days do come. I think we all have those hard days. And that's one thing about, like, social media nowadays, is my life on Instagram looks perfect all the time. Like I post my ups, like my ups, and I don't always post my downs. And I think that's something I can definitely invest more in, because I think when we realize like, hey, we're all going through the same thing, like we're all struggling with this, but there's someone better you can turn to. And I think that is just a big part of my thing, is like on the hard days, it's like we were talking before we started recording, is like going to God about the small things. Like God cares if you're struggling with like how you look, or if you're struggling with like your weight, or if you're struggling with like just the way you look in general. Like he cares, and he wants you to be confident in yourself. Like he wants you to see the beauty that he sees. And so I think really on the hard days, prayer. Prayer is like my main, that is my spiritual weapon. Like I love like just knowing that he is right there at any time. So whenever I'm struggling, I can just go straight to him. Like I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to go to anyone else, but God's always there to always listen. So if I'm struggling with like, God, I just don't feel beautiful today. I ate way too much junk food yesterday, and I am just feeling really bad about myself today. Like, can you just help me? And like, just asking him for help. Like God is begging us always to come to him and ask us for help. And I think a lot of times I will tend to go to like my friends or like close people around me and be like, can you just pray for this? Can you pray that I will get out of this funk, that I will step back into the light of Jesus and see how he sees me, and then I'm like, wait, Daisy, you have not even went to God about this. You have not even like asked God to help you, and you're asking other people to ask God for you. Like it, and
That's surreal.
I catch myself doing that all the time. And I'm like, okay, Daisy, you need to take a step back and you need to go to God. And then of course, like your community, like having people around you that pray for you and love you and is a bonus, but like always just seek him and go to him first. And like I have found that on those hard days that that is what gets me through. And honestly, like the community aspect of it too, like God has placed some amazing Christian community in my life, and I'm super thankful for that. And just going to them and like expressing like, hey, I'm going through this and this is hard today, and then being and them reminding you of what God has told us, like that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that he has made us in your image, or his image. And just having those people that will hold you accountable but also be there on your hard days for you. I think those are two things that I definitely prayer and just community.
That's so good. And like the going to people before God is, I related to that so deeply because I mean,
I know,
that
me too,
was,
girl.
I already shared this with you before, but I guess I'll share it on the podcast too, is I was last night, I was really struggling with like growing up, I didn't really, my family didn't cook a ton. Like we would usually get, I mean, I was on the go constantly. Like my mom would always be taking me to skating practice, which was like 30 minutes away from my house. Like we were busy. So we'd get a lot of like takeout food for dinner and stuff. And like I obviously like I didn't really pack my I didn't you know I had lunch was like packed. My mom packed my lunch for me and like there was cafeteria food, all this stuff. So like growing up I didn't really know how to like cook for myself and like take care of myself in that regard with food. And I've opened up about this before in the podcast, but like a couple of years ago I struggled a lot with just like disordered eating and all those things. And I have had a really interesting relationship around food. And then now that I'm pregnant, I'm kind of like there's an added layer of, oh, I have to take like I don't have to. I get to take care of a baby. And like at this point, it's like, okay, it's not just me now I'm taking care of. And there's already been like, there's been food aversions. There's been all these different things, like added layers to already finding the time to like make the food during the day when it's like a busy day. So, anyways, long story short, is I was kind of like getting overwhelmed with that last night. And I didn't realize it had been bothering me so much. And on the way to church, I was talking to John in the car and it just like opened up all, I just shared everything I was feeling with him. And then when we pulled into the parking lot, I just had the thought from, it's totally from God. Like, I haven't even surrendered this to God. I haven't even prayed to him about this yet. Like, I've been holding this in and trying to control it myself. And no wonder it feels like this massive thing, this impossible, no matter how hard I keep trying to like do better at my food relationship. And so I gave it to the Lord and I went into church and like the first song was all about finding the strength in finding our strength in the Lord. I was like bawling my eyes out. I felt so emotional and I just felt so seen. And then someone came up and gave me like a word of knowledge and it was literally like so to a T about what I was going through. But that just goes to show like I felt so seen by the Lord in that moment. And it was after I gave it to him. It was after I surrendered the situation to him, is that I mean, he spoke to me. And it's really cool, like you were saying, like when we give it to the Lord, like still going to our community, right? Like it's our community is there for a reason too. Like the Lord wants us to lean in on our people and share the things that we're going through. But it is really important to keep God in the center of it all. And I've just like seen the fruit of that literally within the past 24 hours. Just like, I mean, John like knows what I'm going through and he gave me a really helpful tip. So like having community to keep us accountable and to like speak life into us in those hard times. It's like so, oh, so good. I love what you were
I
saying
agree, girl. I agree.
about that.
Community has definitely helped me in the hard times, but just remembering that, like, I will say it over and over. Like, I think it's easy for us to go to God about like the big things, like when someone we love is sick, or like we've lost someone, or like we have something going on in our life that seems really big to us. But it's easy to go to God because we're like, okay, he has time for that. Like, he has time for the big things. But like, also going to him about the small things, like, go to him when you're struggling with like eating, or go to him when you struggle, like, I just don't feel beautiful today. Like, go to God about that. Or like when you develop a new little like crush, go to God about it. Be like, God, like, if this is supposed to happen, like you work it out, or if it's not, like lead me in another direction. And honestly, going to him about the small things will lead to like more joy and like less stress. Like I think what we were also talking about before the podcast is like just not trying to be God. And like when we just give it to God, that takes it off of us. Like that takes it off. Like he can be God and we can be his people and do what he wants us to do. And he'll lead and guide us to where we're supposed to go. And so I think just like giving everything to him, big, small, like no matter what, like taking it to him is just that relieves a lot of stress in my life.
Yeah. And even with the little things, I mean, I've found in my own life, like if I don't take those little thoughts captive, the little lies telling me that I'm not beautiful today or that I look bloated or look fat, whatever it is, if I don't address those soon and I don't hand those over to the Lord, that's when those things turn into the bigger problems.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so cool because God wants us to abide in him and walk with him in everything. And I just thought of the verse Psalm 20 or the chapter Psalm 23, but the Lord is my shepherd. I mean, he is our shepherd. We're his sheep. Like we're supposed to follow him around every yes. single day. Like he wants to lead you through every moment, whether it's going through sorority recruitment or it's seeing that cute guy in class and being like, oh, like maybe that could be something. Like he wants to walk with you through all those moments. Like the mm-hmm. Lord is our best friend. He's our father and he cares about us so deeply. And it is such a good reminder, like you're saying, to just keep him involved in everything. Because mm-hmm. even when those big hard times come, I've been there where like I didn't talk to the Lord in the small times. And so when the hard big times came and I was like, God, hi, like it's me again, it was a lot harder for me to hear his voice just because I wasn't used to hearing him, because I didn't really like put that into practice, I guess, in my day-to-day life, if that makes sense. So that's something that I found personally, but I love that so much. You may have heard me talk about this before, but something I've been prioritizing in 2024 is taking small actions each day to improve at least 1% in my physical, mental, and spiritual health. One of those daily healthy habits I've been loving is taking care of my gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. I first started taking Seed way back in 2019 when I was having all sorts of painful gastrointestinal issues and was getting no answers from my doctor. During this time, I dove into the world of holistic health and learned how important a healthy gut microbiome is for the rest of the body to thrive and feel amazing. So I started consistently taking a daily probiotic for the first time ever and experienced significant ease in my bloating. My digestion became healthy and regular, and I noticed an increase in my energy levels and mood. One of the many things I love about Seed is how easy it is to fit Seed into my daily routine. No refrigeration is needed, and the free travel vial from the welcome kit allows you to take DS01 on the go, which we love, especially with summer travels right around the corner. As you know, I'm currently pregnant and I'm super cautious about what different things I'm putting into my body, so I definitely feel reassured taking DS01 over other probiotics because of their rigorous scientific testing and 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Cali and use code 25Cali to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Cali, code 25Cali.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
What you're saying is like fire.
You're so sweet. Just the Lord, just the Lord.
So I want to talk a little bit about community before we go in whatever direction God wants us to go in, because I know you mentioned that and you definitely have such a good circle around you. From, I mean, I met some of her friends last weekend and they were like so sweet and they loved AC so much, and it was so cool because I was at this retreat in Greenville and they were like, yeah, we're from Boone, and I was like, do you know the one person that I know who lives in Boone by any chance? And they're like, oh my goodness, Daisy, yes, we love her.
I love that so much. I always tell people, no matter where I go, I'll probably know somebody. So the fact that they went and knew you, I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. And then they were like, oh my gosh, Callie knows you. And I was like, it's such a small world. And I love it.
Such a small world. But okay, let's talk about community. So going way back, did you always have a strong community? And when did that, if it did change for you, like what steps did you take to find your people?
Community is a big part of my story. I have definitely not always had a strong community around me. Struggling with friends has been something I have consistently struggled with through my life. And so we'll start at like middle school, high school. I really struggled. I had friends, but like I never had just those like super close friends. Like I had one like best friend growing up and like she was my girl. But like we went to separate schools. We lived in separate counties. Like so the only time I really saw her was like weekends and at church on Sundays. And so like going through school, I really struggled because I just felt like everyone had that like best friend in school and I didn't. And even like the friends that I was pursuing weren't always the friends that I should have pursued. They were not pursuing Christ like they should have been. And so I felt alone a lot. And I also just, I had a sister. So I was always just like, well, I have a sister. Like I can hang out with my sister anytime I want to. And so I didn't put the effort into community as I should have probably either growing up, but community has definitely not always been there. And after graduating high school, I went to a community college in my hometown. I did everything online right in the middle of COVID. So like those first 2 years of college, I had like no opportunity to like make new friends or grow my community because I was doing everything online and working at the YMCA. So like the YMCA, I had all my elderly friends that were like 60, 70 plus, and I loved them to death. But like, other than that, like community just wasn't there. And like the church I went to in my hometown, super small, like the youth group was like me and that one friend and my two siblings. Like that was our youth group. So like community, I couldn't really build community there either. So at the beginning of last year, I moved up to Boone and I'm finishing up my bachelor's in Boone. And I just started praying, God, I was like, God, I want that community. Like I see all these people have this community and I just don't have it. And I never understood. I was like, I think I'm a likable person, but I just couldn't, like friends has never like come super easy to me. And I think the enemy was in my head a lot too. When I would go into new situations or new groups, I was always thinking the first thing they notice about you, Daisy, is that you're different. And that was the first, and I just always assumed that was the first thing that people thought of me. Like, they didn't want to know, like, they didn't see, oh, she has blonde hair, like, she has a pretty smile. Like, it was always just like, oh, she's a little person. And that was in my head. I thought people thought about it way more than people actually do think about it. And I figured that out this year. But going to Boone, I started praying. I was like, God, I just really, really, really need this community. I'm moving somewhere completely new. I did move with my sister. So my sister was there. And so I moved up there and God, it was so crazy. My mom worked with a woman and her niece was a leader at one of the local churches. And mom was like, hey, could you please like have your niece like reach out to my daughter and like just help her find a church for one and community up there. And she reached out to me and then she brought one of her friends that was also a leader at the church that has, she has a spinal disorder. And like, so it was crazy, us meeting, like, we could already relate on so much. And so I met them and loved it. And then I started going to a church up here, which is so amazing. And God opened the door for so many godly friendships. Like, mm-hmm. That's been the difference in, like, these past 2 years than, like, the 2 years before. Is, like, my friendships now, like, God is the center of my friendships. And that has just been, it's been such a blessing because I prayed for it so long. And I thought for a long time, I was like, okay, that's just not a prayer that's going to get answered. And now I'm living in my answered prayers, even though it took way longer than I wanted it to. Like I'm living in answered prayers. And it's so sweet to see the amazing community that God has provided me with. And I think it's really funny, a lot of times, like, I'll like mention something about being like a little person in front of my new friends or like this new community, and they almost forget that I'm even a little person. Like, it takes them a second. They're like, oh, wait, what are you talking about? And I'm like, they're like, oh, you are a little person. And like, it is just so cool to see that they truly see me as Daisy and not the little person that happens to be named Daisy. And that has been, it's been so sweet. And God has blessed me with more friendships than I deserve. And if I can conclude that with anything, is like, don't give up praying. Like, keep praying, because even if it seems like you have prayed every prayer you can, like, God is listening, but like, God's also working. Like, he's working when we can't see him working. And like, there was friendships in the past years that I really, really wanted to work out. But if those friendships would have worked out, I would have probably ended up hurt, and I would have maybe missed out on these friendships. And so just knowing that like, God is working, and like, not to give up. And then when he does answer these prayers, just remember to like, be in that moment and be in the moment with those people, and don't worry so much about your next answered prayer.
That's so good. And even adding on to the, just like, don't give up, even when you just keep praying, like, I recently learned just the power of even thanking the Lord for what you're praying for, like, thanking him for the friends, because God knows that we need community. He designed community. Like, God literally made friendships and relationships, and like, he knows that. And like, I'm currently like in a season where I'm praying for friends, and like, it's just like trusting that, like you're saying, like, his timing is so perfect with it. Because if you had been friends with some other people, like, who knows like what path that could have led you down, where like, he was preparing these other friendships for you in the meantime that are so life-giving, and they see you for the true identity that God has given you, not for the identity the world has given you. And like, those are the people that we need to surround ourselves with, are the people that really truly see us and love us for the way that God made us and how God sees us. And it's just like, that those friendships are the ones that are going to build us into better people and really grow us into the versions of ourselves that God has made us to be. So that's like, so good. And just like, oh, sorry, are you gonna say something?
No, you're good. I was just gonna say, it's been like, this community, with them being like so Christ-centered, has, I mean, they've held me accountable. And I think that is something I have missed in previous friendships, is I always felt like I was the God friend. Like, I always was like, oh, maybe you shouldn't do that. Or like, like, always being like the good girl, you know. And but like, these friends hold me accountable. And like, one thing that they have really opened my eyes to is, for a very long time, I found my identity in being a little person, and I was not finding my identity in Christ. I identified myself with being a little person. And like, I would always enter the room, I was like, Daisy, just make the first short joke, and you got him. You got him. And like, just knowing that like, God created me to be so much more than just a little person. And like, that's just a part of my story. And like, they've really pointed that out in my eyes. And it's just crazy how like, my perspective has changed about myself just through like, the way they view me. And it's been really sweet that like, God knew I needed those friendships. He was just making me wait a little bit.
Yeah, it's so true. And I mean, even with identity, like, it's like, the enemy just wants us to believe the version of how he sees us, and like, the lies that are like put into our ears are trying to pull us to think that way. But God, he's the one that's like speaking the life and the truth and the uplifting things about who we're made to be through him. So like, when you're surrounding yourself with people who are fellow Christians and believers and who are strong in their faith, like, you're getting even more of the right voice in your ears that can like, fight off even more of those just thoughts that are like you're saying, that we're saying like, oh yeah, like, I'm a little person, and like, that identity, it's like, the now that you have like more voices that are from the voice of the Lord, the truth, it's probably making that voice of the enemy seem so much less intense and so much less loud.
Yes, it does. It overcrowds the enemy. Like, God's just too good. Like, he's too good to me. I don't deserve all the friendships I have now, but I cannot ever thank God enough for them. And that is a really good point. Like, It is like when the enemy is in my ear so much, it's like these friends are right there to be like, Daisy, like, don't listen to those lies. Like, you know that, like, God has something more and something better for you. And, like, that's not something that God would be telling you. Like, that is the enemy. And just having that, like, reassurance or that, like, just like the accountability thing is a huge thing of being like, Daisy, like, you know, this isn't true. And it's been really sweet. But also, like, me, like, community has not always been there. So I know it's really hard for like the girls or the guys that don't have that right now. And if I can just like encourage anyone, like don't give up and keep seeking God for your community, because the minute you start seeking the world for community, it's gonna lead to more hurt than good. Because like I said, like I had times where I saw like community that like God never had planned for me. And it did not lead to like joy. It left to hurt. It left to me feeling left out. It left me to feeling like that I wasn't enough for those friends or those guys in relationships. And just knowing that like the community that God sends you won't have those like feelings. Like, yes, friendships, godly friendships are not always going to be like rainbows and butterflies. Like, they're going to have hard points, but y'all are going to get through those hard points because your friendship is centered on Christ. And so just when you're seeking community, just make sure you're seeking it in the right places and seeking it through Christ and not the world.
For someone who maybe doesn't have a lot of Christians around them, or like they're just in a place where it's like a lot of people who don't believe what they believe, like, can they be friends with other people, or like, what advice do you give that person?
No, definitely don't limit yourself to just being friends with like Christians. Like, because I mean, like, God ate with sinners. Because if we never put ourselves out there to like the lost world, no one would ever find Christ. And so, no, definitely don't limit yourself, but like, make it like a goal. Like, hey, I'm gonna like be around these people, and I hope that I can be enough of a light to them. Like through Christ, through me, like that I can help them come to know the Lord. And it's been, I struggle with that a lot. Like, I'm a part of an organization that I love dearly, but like a lot of people in it are not believers. And yes, I could step back and be like, no, I don't need to hang out with any of them. Like, they don't love the Lord. Like, I don't need to hang out with any of them. But I don't do that because I think the Lord has called me to be a light to them. Like, they need the light just as much as I did before I was saved. So I would encourage you like to be friends with them. Just don't participate in the things that they're doing that may not be what Christ would want you to do. But that's when you're going to stand out to them. When you say, no, I can't do that just because I don't think that's something the Lord would want me to do. It's going to catch their attention. And just maybe they will see like, hey, I want what that girl has. And I mean, it's been really sweet. Just like in the past week, a good friend of mine that had never really talked about the Lord to me. I knew she grew up like knowing kind of about God, but like didn't really know much. And she reached out to me and just was like, I want to know more about Jesus. And like, I did not meet this girl in like the most Christian environment. I did not meet this girl at church. Like, I met this girl at this organization that I'm a part of. And she gave her life to Christ a week ago. And like just knowing that you can, like, God can use you in those people's lives so much. And like, so I would definitely not say don't seclude yourself just to like Christian friends, but let God use you to be a light to those other people that are around you. And it can lead to Christian friendships. But also, I would say if you're in an area where there's not a whole lot of like Christians around you, just seek churches. Go to a bunch of different churches till you find that church that fits you. Because I think that's where we can, when we move to different places, like we're like, okay, it's uncomfortable to like try out new churches. Like, I don't want to go by myself, or like it's going to be awkward. But like, definitely seek a church and find that church that you believe that you're supposed to be at, and community will come. Like, that in Boone, that is where all my community has come from, is the church that God led me to. And yeah, it was scary going the first time because I was like, I don't know any of these people. And like, what if they don't believe like me? Or like, it's scary. But, and also, like, if you go to a church once, you don't have, that's not where you have to stay either. Try out churches until you find that church that God has directed you to, and then community will come through that. Or they, people that at the church will have different ways you can get connected. And I think that's probably the best advice I have for anyone that's living in like areas where like Christian community is not huge. Like my small town, like I said, my youth group was me and my siblings. And so that was definitely hard. But I think also social media can be a really good thing. It can be a really bad thing. But I think one of the really good things is you can find Christian community through social media. Like me and Callie, honestly, that's how we become friends, because a common friend of ours through social media knew us both and asked us to both come speak at this conference. And so be open to that as well. Like I've met a lot of great Christian girls through social media, and it has been so sweet. And I think the Lord, if you keep praying for it, like he's going to provide Christian community, because that is such a godly desire. Like that is not a desire of the world. Like he wants you to have those people. So I would, again, just go back to what I said at the beginning, is like, don't give up on prayers.
Yeah, that's so good. And the advice that you had about being friends with people who aren't believers yet, like, it's such good advice. And it just reminded me that, I mean, the verse about in the Bible, I think it's in Matthew, where it's like, I didn't come to heal the healthy or something. I came for the sick. Like, that's Jesus talking. Yeah. And it is a really good reminder, because I think it's easy to get in the comfortable bubble of being around people that believe the same thing as you and don't and live a very similar way of life as you. And like I know I sometimes fall into that, because I also found a lot of my community through my church too. And I think it is really important to have our like inner circle, our people who are Christians and who are filled with the Spirit and who are leading us in really life-giving ways and are like also walking with the Lord in just like a really healthy way. But at the same time, like being friends with those who don't know the Lord yet, like they do notice something different, and it doesn't make us, it doesn't like put us on a pedestal, right? Like it doesn't make us like these amazing, amazing people who are better than them. Like, no, like we're all sinners. We all make mistakes. Yes. We all are like the same level. Like there's not like levels of being an amazing person.
Yeah. So
I think it is important to stay humble, and especially around these people who maybe aren't, who don't know the Lord yet. Like they, like I'm learning in my own life, like being someone who is not afraid to share my like my truth and share like what the Lord is doing in my life with people who don't maybe don't know him, like not holding back. If someone asks me, hey, like how's your life going, like what's new in it, like, and they don't know Christ, like not being, not tiptoeing around like what God's doing. Yeah. This is something that I'm like having to work on right now, is like with these people when I know they don't believe what I believe, like not holding back, because who knows, like you're saying, Dacey, about your friend coming to you, that person, like you and me could be the only person in that person's life who knows God. Mm-hmm. And so if they ever have a curiosity about it, or they ever like want prayer, they're going to come to us because they know that's where we're at in our lives. And it is really cool. And I think it is just like important to remember that we are called to be examples, and we are called to like walk with those who don't know the Lord and are the quote unquote sick who need God. Like, but it doesn't make us better. It doesn't make us better than them. So I think it's a whole balance of it. But like you're saying, not falling into what they're doing, just like staying true in what the Lord is calling us to. So yeah. Wow, this has been such a good conversation. Is there anything else that you feel like the Lord is telling you to say?
I would just say, like, I know this like world can be so judgmental, like it can be so hard, and sometimes it is hard to see the light in the darkness. And I don't even mean to say that and sound like pessimistic, but like just knowing that like God is with you always, and like God made the sky and something as big as the ocean, the mountains, but still knew this world needed you. And like this world would not be the same without you. And you never know that like you could be that person to help this person, other person in your life, come to know him. And I think just being a light for him and finding your confidence in him and not yourself will lead to so much more joy in your life. I have been down that road of where I have felt like Daisy had to do everything to feel beautiful. But when you just hand it over to God, like you find beauty in just knowing that God is with you and that God is in control. And I just encourage you to just like find happiness in the moments you're living, in the moments that God has placed you in, and not so much on what the world thinks about you. Not what the world says you should look like or the way the world says you should act, but focus on the happiness that God provides us and not the short-term happiness that the world's going to give us. And I usually just leave all my podcasts or speaking events with always just saying, like, be the you that God created you to be. Because there's a you that the world could let you be, but make sure you just be the you that God created you to be.
That's so good. Oh, I love it so much. Wow, spitting the truth out. Thank you so much for being on the podcast, Daisy. It's been such a treat. Wow. Where can everyone find you?
You can find me on my Instagram. It's dace.trips. So it's dace.trip. And I post a lot of my blogs on that and just keeping up with life updates on there. And then you can also write for the Yellow Sister app. So you can join that and see a lot of my blog posts.
Oh, everyone go check her out. And thanks again for being on the podcast. You're amazing. God is
You're
doing
amazing.
Oh, God is doing big things through you. Like, it's so beautiful to just see how like he's placed every single one of us in a completely different place in our lives, mm-hmm. like a different city, a different stage of life, like a just all of us. It's just so cool to see like how he's using everyone in a beautiful way, but in different ways, like you were saying, like be the you that God created. Like, no one's created to be the same.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. And God has given everyone a different story. For a yes. long time, I didn't think I had a story, but I promise you, you have a story, and it's so beautiful. Like, that is one reason why I just love getting to know people, is I love hearing people's stories. And I just can encourage you, like, tell your story. Tell people how God's worked for your life and what he has done. And that'll be so impactful that you don't even realize how impactful that could be on somebody's life.
Oh, so good. Oh, amazing. All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Yes. Go check out Daisy on socials, DM her if you love this episode, and don't forget to tag at Healthy But Human Pod in your episode listening if you liked the show. And yeah, have the best day and keep being amazing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.